will to
grow an erection. And then,
wow, we're really just not skipping any of the steps, are we?
Oh, no. And then the female of the duo will set herself with vaginal penetration upon, and then they just sit there like that.
Wait.
Because the thrusting is the part that's sinful.
Oh.
Wait, so how does...
He just has to wait till he, like...
Well, either you just sit there and sit in it...
You have to tickle your own, like...
No, there's no
stretch. I'm sure if he sees a pair of boobs.
If you can put it in, then it's fine to do everything else. So I'm sure that she's allowed to like,
she just, like
give him a hand.
It on him? What's the point of
Penetrating? No.
That sounds so strange.
No movement of any sort, unless you have a friend who will jump on the bed to create the movement for you.
What
the fuck?
But there is
that seems
no...
like a stretch.
No movement of the pelvic region from either of you.
But if he still, like, comes,
seems like
then...
a stretch.
It's as long as they didn't thrust in.
That sounds intimate as frick.
Dude, I mean, I could put it in, but I...
Imagine
like,
just staring into each other's eyes.
I could just, like, put it in and come on, like, a man like that. I don't
feeling
know.
The humping is the sinful part, so it saves your purity.
Well, you're not supposed to come. That's also sinful.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to Baratech.
Oh my god.
Oh, no.
Hold on, I'm not even close.
No.
I hope you mean that.
Oh yeah, we're recording.
Yeah! Oh man, I'm glad I went really sciencey on this explanation then.
I've heard that soaking is a psyop that people invented to make Mormons look bad, except for I also have Mormon friends who I know personally that definitely did it before they were married, and I know they did because I asked.
Oh, it's like
yes.
A pre not, we're not married, but we want to, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still weird.
Well, yeah, because you can't have sex before marriage.
That's correct.
I mean, yeah.
It's the loophole. It's like using the poophole as a loophole.
I feel...
Yikes, not the poophole.
I feel like
said
I don't
everybody
need...
Ever.
I don't need to say this, but there's people who actually soak, so maybe it does need to be said. That's not a loophole. It's just not.
Yeah, that's just fully vaginal penetrating sex.
Yeah.
Just without the, like, exercise of it.
Anyway, I don't know what all of that made it in there, but we're back. It's Bear Attack. I'm Blitzbear, live from the M4.
I'm Polar Bear, not so live from the M4.
Yeah.
And I am Panda Bear, and my voice still sounds like nails on a chalkboard, so enjoy it while you can.
I'm Claire Bear.
Yay!
Yay!
Present.
AKA Mrs. Polar Bear.
Straight out of season one.
Present and accounted for.
So we tried to ride the mountain coaster in Williams. It did not happen. Did not happen. They closed the roller coaster because somebody died.
No,
just
stop
kidding.
It.
I don't know why.
Well,
they didn't say why. Just
they said
closed.
No one died, but they said it awful quick.
Yeah, they came back with that answer real fast.
And that would be super crappy if they get like slammed with a lawsuit like the day after they opened.
Oh man!
I said, did somebody die? And they said, no, absolutely not. Nobody died.
And then we didn't even get to ride the tubes because there was too long of a line.
But it looks fun.
Oh my gosh, I can see it from here. That is... Oh,
the whole thing looked good. A little sketch, but that's okay.
And we are going to come back and try it because it just looks...
What is with this town and statues of cows that are just proportioned gigantically?
I don't know. At least that one didn't have giant cojones.
Yeah.
This is where I went to my first underground COVID show. Before
was
the
it actually
lockdowns
underground
ended.
Or underground metaphorically?
Metaphorically.
Dang it.
It was very cool.
I want a metal show in a cave. That's what I want.
Mm. Dangerous, but sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would be worried about cave-ins.
It's just Death Clock shows up. We're all dead. It's Death Clock.
It's
we're
like,
all dead.
Get out now.
I want somebody to be headbanging and just knock their head against the stalagmite.
Okay, so at a Death Clock show, would you want to run if you found out that Death Clock was there, or just stay and enjoy the show? Because I feel like
I don't know the way America's
you're for
going,
sure dead if you try to leave.
The way America goes is going right now. I think I'd stay.
That's true. You
at
wouldn't
least
be,
then I get a sick show.
You wouldn't be paying $5.59 for gas,
$6.39 for diesel,
at a place called Mustang. Like they're not biased towards Ford at
Mustang
all.
Mustang Sally.
What do you think they sell at Miss Kitty's Steakhouse?
I bet they sell
pussy.
Women.
That's
gross.
Not really what I meant. I meant like, do they kill cats and then?
They kill. No, I think that's even less ethical than what
we
I said.
Cat sticks.
Wavelength there.
Can you,
Ocean's looking for a whorehouse.
No, I'm not
the
snatched.
The phone so I can drink my drink.
Thank you.
I got a bullseye.
Bullseye. Phoenix bullseye.
So instead, we're going to plan C. We're going to a place right down the road that I've been to once before. It's this drive-through zoo,
bear encounter.
I guess.
Oh, you have been there?
I've been there once.
Oh. Barely.
But they've expanded since I've been there.
What was plan A? I guess I missed
plan that. A was a mountain coaster.
What was plan B?
Just going back and watching movies, which we're still going to do, but now we've integrated in the middle.
Yes.
Plan B, part one.
I think this is plan B. I think this is plan B, one.
Subsection A.
Yeah.
Do you like myself a good subsection?
But anyway, we're going to Barrizona, which is a drive-through attraction.
As you may see, in plan A, subsection B, paragraph 12, is clearly stated.
That's how I would talk if I was a lawyer.
Just like the caterpillar from Bug's Life?
One day I will be a beautiful butterfly.
Don't say that in court. You might confuse people.
What a weird movie. Bug's Life.
Was amazing.
You guys want to know the first movie I ever saw in the theater?
Einstein?
No. Because my mom told me.
I thought it was pretty good.
Well, there were bugs.
Ants.
Yes, it was ants. Oh. The first movie I ever saw in theaters was ants.
That's a weird movie.
I think mine was Finding Nemo.
And Dot, this is our...
Or the Lizzie McGuire movie. I don't know.
I was going to say, that took a while.
The first movie I remember seeing in theater is Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, the one that I remember.
No, I'm not saying the one I remember. That's literally the first.
Okay, well, some of us don't have genius memories.
Oh, I didn't. My mom told me.
She doesn't remember, though. That's
my mother told me.
Dot, this is our lot in life. It's not a lot, but it's a life.
So I think the entrance to the place is going to be where that enormous sign that says Barrizona is, but I'm not sure.
Oh, it's like right here. Awesome.
Odds are pretty good. It's the sign that says Barrizona.
Now is it?
I don't know.
There's the business access.
We're not business.
No, we're pleasure.
We're very pleasure.
This is how we do. Wait, I think this is it. There's a big barn sale. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wait.
You think the barn's for sale or is that?
That's what I.
It's
was
a big
wondering.
Barn.
Oh, glad that we didn't go that way. It is a dead end.
Wow,
hop
buddy.
Hop it.
Don't hop in that car.
Welcome to Barrizona. Open 8. Last admittance.
It's 6. Like Jurassic Park, but lame because it's real animals.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. Da 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 da. We've spared no expense.
Wow, see, that's all new. I don't remember.
Nate, have you, or Oceans, have you guys seen the new Jurassic?
Hold on.
I hear it's terrible.
Let me tell you, what a clunker of a movie.
It wasn't the best.
Oh, thank you, man.
Somebody tell me about this movie.
I hated it.
Okay,
really
tell me why.
Hated it.
Lay it on me, girl.
It was just kind of boring. Like, the coolest thing that happened was see this waterfall here, and you know the Jurassic logo was they put the dinosaur head there in a circle.
Did Chris Pratt take
his
shirt off?
That's true, they did.
No.
No.
That would have made it way too exciting.
Not even worth the price of admittance.
Hello.
Thank you.
How many adults and kids do you have?
4 kids.
Anyone military or senior?
I identified. Does that count?
No.
Okay. Then no.
Alright. So that would be
$140.
Oh, it is $30 a person?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I have the card
and you guys
can sell me that. That works.
Giselle's?
Yeah.
Alright.
Gotcha. I've seen enough movies to know that it's probably best to follow all those rules.
Yeah, you don't bring back extinct animals, and you don't.
Awesome.
Don't
okay.
Fuck the wildlife.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Daniel, she did not think you were for anybody.
No, she had no interest in your
She
humor.
Thought it was hilarious.
She was not picking up what you were putting down.
I couldn't see her body humor, but her body language. But.
No, she thought it was funny. She's never dealt with a customer as charming as me before. She's used to grumpy people.
Okay, real question.
Download our app.
Does the cattle guard stop the bears from getting out?
I think the bears are way farther back than this.
I mean,
Ready? One, two, three. Losers!
Losers!
What the heck happened?
You guys are supposed to put your thumbs up after the cattle guard!
I am not cultured! I don't know this!
I see. It's keeping the goat in. There's mountain goats.
Can the goats get
in? It's only 15 miles per hour!
Yeah, Nate, calm down.
We're going like five.
How does a goat make?
The goats go... Do you think
we'll see the bears?
Yes. Absolutely.
They'll probably come scratch my car.
The wolves came up right up to us last time.
Oh, yeah, we're getting into the dangerous part because there's an electric fancy thingy here.
Going back to Jurassic
aggressive
World.
During rut. What? Do not feed reindeer.
Oh, there's reindeer?
Dashing through the
no. Are we going to just watch bears rip things apart?
Ocean's not picking up.
I don't understand this game.
No shit. There's a reindeer.
Where?
Look at that.
In the road.
That's real. It's not an animatronic.
Look at the antlers on that sucker.
Dude, they're aggressive during the rut because they're young, dumb, and full of cum.
That's same.
Stop it. You're not young anymore, for one.
That's not true. I feel young. I identify as 312, which is young for a statue.
Oh, God, look at it. Don't hit the reindeer.
Look how big its antlers are.
He's got a wonky antler right in the middle.
Yeah, it means business, though.
Hello?
Look, there's another one coming this way.
I ain't never seen a carrot. They're smaller than I thought they would be.
They look exactly like they do with Tim Allen.
They do. Like... Where I thought they had weird CG faces, but honestly, if nothing were to start talking, I wouldn't be surprised.
Honestly.
Talk to it. Roll down your
wind,
talk to it.
No.
They're aggressive during the rut, Emil.
Yeah, look at that thing. Look at how it's
look
breathing.
Look at this
it
one.
It's just waiting for an excuse.
Watch out.
Oh, Jesus.
Come tap you.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so much worse than last time.
Did you see how he had to move his antlers so he could freaking see?
That guy's antlers are hella infected.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bad.
We got one hidden.
These things look horrible.
Oh, Nathaniel, do you have your research on?
Look at it.
No, but...
This is why I smell rain.
So
I do now. Yeah,
these poor guys, they need a...
Did they just get back from war or something?
No, guys, it's summer. The reindeer, they shed and stuff because it's hot.
Dude, that one reindeer had pus on the tips of its antlers. That's
so
not normal.
Gross. Look at this one.
I think they have the little reindeer... Amy, you're going to be such a menace when we get to the wolves and bears.
Yeah,
no, they said keep your windows up for the wolves.
There's a thing we can
don't
do.
Don't window lock me.
You are window locked, child. I'm like a real grown up.
No, Dad, I don't want to be window locked.
Oh, I sounded like Chris from freaking Family Guy.
Remember when you were young and fun?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Young, fun, and full of cum. Oh, God.
These ravens are gigantic.
Okay.
Are they part of the display?
I really want to go back to
Bigfoot. These are why I'm afraid of birds. They're babies with wings.
Those are babies.
I hate birds.
They're huge.
Those ravens look like they'd be
ready to
eat some people on a battlefield.
Sorry, guys. This episode is going to be all of us just yelling like at animals coming at us. It's going
to
be so funny.
I would go back to Bigfoot, but I have no idea where we were.
We have no idea where.
Jurassic World was really bad, but Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt are so yummy, and they're a beautiful couple, and I love them.
That's fair.
That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, mule deer and coos deer.
Just wanted to be weird for a second.
She's a... Bryce Dallas Howard is a...
Oh, shit, Nathaniel even gave you...
Just do it. I don't understand. Explain this game.
You put your thumbs up when you go
over... After you go
over
the cattle guard, you have to put your thumbs up.
Who invented this asinine game?
My
lion burger.
My aunt in Texas taught me this.
No, that's not true. I had a lady friend in high school who would punch me every time we went over a cattle guard.
Anyways, Nathaniel got a head start knowing that from when we went razor riding, because we went over...
Okay, but you can't punch me for a game I had no idea what was happening.
Because that's how the game starts.
That's correct.
It's how Samuel taught me.
It's true. I just punched Amy in the arm until she learned it. Gently. I lightly tapped her in the arm until she figured out I was putting my thumb up as he crossed the cattle guard.
Yeah, he savagely beat his wife in the
arm.
That's
right. Domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Do not approve.
You or someone you know is going through domestic abuse.
Good call. Seriously, your wife should do PSAs, bro. She's great at this.
It's true.
I should have had a different career.
Amy, do a PSA for, like, the worst thing you can possibly imagine.
A PSA for the worst thing?
Yeah.
I would like a PSA for Hitler did nothing wrong.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, we can't... Shut up. I'm Jewish. I'll kick your ass right now.
That is the worst thing.
Do you guys remember
I was
when,
thinking, like, if you got, like, attacked by the bears at Bears Island or something like
bears
that.
I was thinking about Mormons
do
and stuff
you
for a second.
Do you guys remember when they made... Mountain Dew was making a new flavor... So they decided it was a good chance to let the internet vote for it. And the people on 4chan talked everyone into voting for Hitler Did Nothing Wrong.
Oh my gosh.
It won by a landslide, and Mountain Dew had to just take it down and come up with their own name. And that's how we got Livewire.
Oh.
Livewire was good, though.
Honestly, Livewire is a fitting name for that.
Did you guys ever have that soda called Vault?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that stuff. It was so good.
It's coming back.
Is it?
Yes.
I have connections in Pepsi.
Do you really?
I do.
Buy me a case.
Do you still have any animals out here? Are like antelopes and deer and stuff?
No, there should be some bears somewhere.
I'm sure we're going to come up on the violent ones here in a little bit.
Bears are mostly herbivores, so I
guess
it makes sense.
I want to see a cheetah, or I'm out.
We don't have cheetahs.
Yeah, but they could be violent herbivores, just like me.
Because they have gigantic bison.
Wolves are carnivores.
How do they keep the wolves from just eating everything?
Probably fences.
But we're driving through them.
That's why they recommend you keep the windows up.
Maybe there's like electrical fencing thingies.
Maybe it's more than a recommend.
I don't know. I think
the cattle guards are electrified.
The one was, yeah, it had electric.
Did it actually?
I think so.
Burrow. I love a good
burros.
Special diet, do not feed.
Do you guys know that Ito, the I-T-O at the end, that like burrito,
mm-hmm.
it just means small in like an endearing way.
Yes.
So like your abuelito. Sorry, I was giving a Spanish lesson up here.
I got
that. Hey, Nate, back up. We gotta go over the cattle guard again.
This is going to be either the worst episode we've ever done or the best episode we've ever
it's
done.
It's gonna be all over the place.
I feel like I say that a lot on this
real?
Show.
I think it's fake.
What, the
did
squirrel?
Did you see that? The fake squirrel?
No, it was real.
Stupid. No, Nathaniel, I come from the land of squirrels where the squirrel saved us from the Civil War.
Yes! She's embraced it!
I know than you.
Man, it only took 2 years of marriage. I thought I was going to be on this for decades.
What if we... squirrels in the...
Okay,
explain.
So in Amy's small town in Washington that
there's
she's from...
There's a lake called Lake Sacagawea.
Sacagawea! Sacagawea. There's a statue of Sacagawea in the middle.
Oh, of course there fucking is. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, so we had been having a lot of, like, I don't know, squirrel problems around
suicides.
The lake. Suicides. Squirrels jumping off of trees, things like that.
What the
so,
hell?
This Chamber of Commerce thought it would be a good idea if we unveiled a squirrel bridge called the Nutty Narrows Bridge. And they did.
This is
indeed.
The most Parks and Recreation Leslie Knope thing I've ever heard.
So every year now we have this thing called Squirrel Fest in August.
Are you kidding?
It's dedicated
to
the
go.
Squirrels. And there's like a mascot and everything. And
okay,
every year a new squirrel bridge gets unveiled. And so there's like 8 of them now, which is cool.
Hang on. Can we appreciate the sign says Tundra Wolves, which is pretty cool, even though we're not really near the tundra. Windows up. Stay in vehicle. No exceptions. Special diet. Do not feed.
The special diet
will
is,
be you if you get out of your vehicle. Yeah.
I believe the special diet is meat.
Yeah. I think that's completely... Oh, dang it. The cattle guards are electrified. I saw the wires.
Thank you. I'm not crazy.
And the little transformer.
They're probably not out right now, though.
Anyway, so Amy's small town has the Nutty Narrows...
Bears. There's bears.
But more importantly, wolf.
There's a wolf. I'm dead if we're in the wild because I don't see it, but now I see it.
Yes, the Nutty Narrows, and since they have this whole, like, cult, dedicated to the squirrels, I made up a story that the squirrels saved her town in the Civil War, even though Washington wasn't part of the Union yet in the Civil War.
Okay, that's not relevant. How did they save Washington?
See, that's the good part of the story, is we get to discover that together, Nate.
Oh.
Is there only one wolf?
They saved the
Confederacy. They're probably in their den. It's hot. Summer.
They saved the Confederacy.
No, there's one right there.
Why'd I pay for that?
Washington wolves.
There's one right there.
One of the northern states.
Werewolves in London.
That's a joke.
Team Edward or Team Jacob, am I right?
Am I right?
It just looks like a Jesse Ray.
That is
doesn't look like a Jesse Ray.
I think that was like the one wolf. They're like, no, you stay out here to keep the peace.
That is a really tall dog.
Yeah, look at it. Balto!
That looks like my parents' Oski, except for it's tall and big.
And probably try to actually eat you.
It looks very much like Ace.
He looks innocent.
He wants to go in the cage with the rest of his friends.
It's got like really skinny legs, though. Huskies don't have skinny legs, they got big legs.
Don't worry, there's more. They're just over there.
Oh yeah, this enclosure is large.
He's just a little bit stupid and doesn't.
What?
Amy?
What? You window locked me! What jerk has their windows down? Follow the instructions.
Honestly, I can understand why the temptation is very strong.
Oh. It's there. I feel it in my
nuggets.
Were they saying? Windows need to be up.
I know,
windows
but they called out a specific car.
Oh, I didn't hear it. No, she just said all.
Not our car. I window locked us.
Aardvark.
Oh, it's a real person saying these things.
Yeah, who do you, they gotta watch it somehow.
And on the right,
like
you can see a very lifelike animatronic of Sacagawea.
Stop it!
She's gonna like electrocute the thing for kids who have the windows.
Oh, wow, really?
He didn't put his thumbs up.
This is gonna be a very frustrating episode to listen to.
We should have let Oceans roll the camera.
It's very visual, and we are just, we're not doing a good job of talking people
we
through it.
We could have just done a one camera thing. That would have been fun.
We could have.
Yeah.
I have a camera, but
look,
oh well. This will be easier.
The poop.
How many times did we get to go around?
There is so much just defecate.
No, that's not true. The website says you can go until the park closes.
Ooh. Really? I mean, for the amount of money we spent?
She's just saying at the end you can get out and walk.
Well, we probably want to do that too, but
I don't think
stuff.
I'd be able to run fast enough.
Hey, look, guys,
so
there's animals staring at us.
An Arctic wolf. Ooh, that sounds colder than the tundra.
Oh, there's the burrows.
Wow.
They're over here by the trees.
Really living on the edge.
They're taunting the wolves like, come get us.
Yeah, so what is the difference between the tundra wolves and the Arctic wolves?
One's living in the tundra, the other's living in the Arctic. They're different places, Montana.
Honey, you're the polar bear. You should know.
You guys
is the tundra like? Is the Arctic like the pole, and then the tundra is like the frozen area around it, like
the tundra is like Canada, and the Arctic is like Finland and Russia. And there's a car
like
going.
Alaska,
can we?
Arctic is like.
Why is there a car going the other way? Oh, it's because
they're from Arizona.
Guy.
Can we appreciate that there's a fire extinguisher?
Can we appreciate
outside
that, like, everyone except
if the electric fence malfunctions and lights your car on fire, they have an extinguisher.
No, but I mean, somebody has to come out and inspect that. You can see the tags on it. So somebody has to walk around out here.
Probably just rolled in.
I don't think there's any wolves in that spot where the
they probably closed
sure
the
is.
Gates to do it.
I hope so. Just you and the burrows?
Oh, wait, there's one walking across the road.
That burrow's rocking.
No, there's a wolf on the road, guys. He's right here by this car.
Ooh, come get us.
It's so special, and I hate it.
He has a big
and the problem
head.
Is he could stand there all day and we wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
Have I ever told you guys that werewolves really freak me out?
No, but
so you're definitely Team Edward
that.
And not Team Jacob?
Are
you about to
well,
sneak
gosh,
up on this guy?
Edward's gay, so I think I'm Team Jacob.
Oh, hold on, he's got to take a bath. Oh, sorry. He's dirty.
These
he's
animals
bad.
Do not look great, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, there's another one up there, look, guys.
I know, let's follow
there's
the
a bunch.
Can we follow the loop-de-loop?
It says do not enter.
Follow the arrow.
There's an arrow.
Where's an arrow?
Right up there.
There's the arrow.
Nate, follow the arrow.
I will follow the arrow.
Yeah, forget the rest of the people. Do the loot.
Actually, this place owes my father quite a bit of money.
Do they really?
So I don't mind doxing, or not doxing, but calling them out on our podcast. Your animals look sick.
They do. The reindeer
look
looked rough.
Then again,
the
I don't really know how to,
cute.
Like, give a wolf a bath or something. I don't know. What do wolves look like? Like in the
spray
wild.
Down with the hose.
I'm sure that they're damp, but I think it's wetter where they come from, so they probably get washed off.
Those reindeer looked bad. I mean, I've seen a lot of deer like animals in the wild. And
yeah, now we have to get back in the wild, and they're gonna be like, "No, you do not." Look, he's looking at us. Hi, buddy.
Oh, you're a big puppy.
What if there was like a Joe Exotic running this place, and
that
we just never
different.
Knew?
There's what?
A Joe Exotic running Arizona.
Oh.
That would explain why you don't have your money. Look, there's one laying down in front of this tree right here.
Can you see? Okay.
That's the one that was in front of the...
There's three.
They literally do look like big dogs, though.
Yeah.
They're like tall dogs. Their legs are really long and
like,
skinny.
Oh, we got somebody following us.
Yes, we started something.
Blue car.
Yeah, blue car.
Roundabout gang.
We left the Chevy train, though.
Dang it.
You know it's a Nissan.
Now you're stuck behind a Ford.
Some rough. Better than a Subaru, though.
Flipped over reservation decoration.
What's your abbreviation for Subaru, Sam? I'm curious.
Subaru!
Just a racist inflection, okay.
There's no acronym?
No, I don't have that much capacity in my brain.
Wow, that was so
it's
fun.
It's a lot of weird letters to kind of string together to make a sense.
See, look, there's their cave.
That's pretty cool.
Let's go explore it.
I don't...
And explore
it. Look, it has...
Yeah, it's not even that dense.
We could have put it back a little ways.
Wow.
There's like a lot of straw and everything.
Jeez, you think that's that money they owe your dad.
All right, Junior Bear.
Windows up, doors locked, the sign is completely scratched away.
Do not stop.
That's good. The sign doesn't exist anymore.
Do not stop as everyone stopped up there.
Because there's a bear in the road,
probably.
There's
a bear in the way.
Picking
his nose!
Sorry, I don't have thumbs to put up. I have fingers.
This is your damn game and you're doing it wrong.
I don't have thumbs!
Okay. I'm sorry, I know it's gross, but I can breathe so much better.
Wait, what?
I was picking my nose.
Sometimes you got a nugget you got to go in there after. Like,
I
there
can't
is gold.
Right now.
Bears in the cave,
I'm gonna pull
am
out
I right?
Like, there is.
I'm going to pull out like a trail.
Bears in the cave, gold in them there hills, let me tell you. Oh, there's another roundabout. You got to look out for it.
Oh, hey, look. The gay man Chevy went through at the GMC for those of you at home.
Oh, my. Stop it.
Did you know? Oh, look. Look at all them bears.
Look at all
yeah, the go around the loop. Nate, there's one on the other side. Man.
There's barely a couple.
Oh, one, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Look, that bear's 13. Just going to town on them. That green stuff there.
Yeah, Nate, go around the loop.
Well,
I got some on Amy. Oh, no, these are on Amy's side,
that's
too.
A very park ranger green.
Yeah, we
got to
take all
ranger.
The roundabouts.
What?
I'm just kidding.
There is a park ranger behind you.
So when we lived in Long Beach, Washington, we owned 5 acres, and we lived right by the forest, and we had a family of black bears. We had to have a bear trap out by our house a couple of times a year.
I like that they had to put metal sheeting on
that
the trees.
Painted like a tree.
Painted like a tree so that the bears wouldn't climb the dead gum trees.
Oh, is that what that is?
And probably drop bear on top of people's cars.
That'd be awesome.
Terrifying. No. I'm glad we didn't take the CRV through this. With the sunroof? I'd be constantly worried about that.
Do you see one in the back right there?
Yeah, there are some. That's why.
I do. He's way back there. Look at him just sitting
there. Oh, yeah.
Just chilling.
He's
up.
The.
Why are they trying to take a dump?
That's a nice sized bear. It's a good.
It is a nice sized bear.
These are the junior bears. These aren't even the big ones.
Did I ever tell you guys I chased a bear through the redwoods?
I told you guys a story about my cousin in the redwoods getting chased by an elk, right?
I ran off a bunch of bears when I was at Pondo.
Oh, I think you did. Tell us about that.
Redwoods are fun. Oh, so they came back from a long hike and whatever, and. My aunt, my uncle, and my mom were all back in the cabin. They were off whatever they were doing. Don't even ask. Young, dumb, and, you know.
Full of rum.
Yeah, that. I mean, they were already married at that point, I think. No, maybe they weren't. I don't know. But
extra
anyway,
rummy.
They come back. I don't look, there's a bear in the road, guys.
Oh, what is he eating?
Like lettuce.
Park rangers.
Park rangers. Don't worry, all of our barrels
look
of bears are fed an all-natural diet. Of rangers.
But yeah,
look at the mohawk on that one.
That's a blitz bear.
This one's coming
straight forward. Yeah, watch the frosted tips in the road there.
Freddie Prince Jr.
Can you imagine we're just watching all the other bears and then we stuff.
Daniel!
Don't do that!
Watch it. We're gonna get eaten.
Excuse me, bear.
He's angry.
I know, he does look very mad at Freddy.
Freddie Prince Jr. is not happy.
Man, these ravens do not have care to give.
No.
They're just like, yeah, we know you're not going to eat us. We're going to just come bother you. I've never seen so many ravens
white
in one place. They're
bison.
Just waiting for all these animals to die. White bison? Now I'm afraid. That's a big animal.
Yeah, bisons are huge. I told you they had big bisons.
I don't know if white bison are huge. Maybe they're like
him.
White people.
Amy, get him.
No!
Smaller.
I have to be gone.
Oceans, get her. Suckos.
I could...
He played the game.
Of all these animals here, though, bison would be like the most I'd be afraid of getting my car wrecked by.
Oh, absolutely. The bears will just try to climb on you. The bison, I feel like they'll like hit you.
Flip you over.
Yeah.
How come I don't see it?
They'll be like yellow. So...
Oh, they're out in the pasture, probably.
They are. Look at them way out there.
Oh, man.
Do-do-do.
Oh.
Do-do-do. Do-do.
Dun-dun-dun.
I like they just have a giant bale of hay just sitting in the theater. They didn't like bust it down or anything.
We're going off road, except for it's still a road. It's a dirt road. Are we still recording?
Yes.
Yes.
We're recording so hard.
We don't know what we're recording. Sir. We apologize. We don't know what we're doing. We
now
claim to be semi-professional.
I want
to
just come racing through this place.
Yeah.
Like in one of those arcade games.
Drifted.
Now, if you really wanted to like have a midlife crisis or like just come with a side-by-side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably won't let
through.
You.
Oh, yeah, no windows. Those are some white bison. Except for the ones that aren't white.
That aren't white.
Did you know that bison can mate with bovines?
And make super cows?
Make beefalo.
Look,
yeah.
It's a baby bison.
That's the weirdest thing in the world to me.
Probably tastes delicious, though.
You can't mate African elephants with Indian elephants. How come you can mate bison with cows?
Do you know what the buffalo said when his son went off to college?
Bison.
Bison.
Oh, stop it.
Golly.
What's with this,
Oh, they're so cute! Look at
is
them!
Is this, like, we're, like, driving down this, like, moat thing. Is this so, like, if you're, Oh, it's probably keep the bison from charging the cars.
Yeah, discourage them from just, like, flipping cars over.
So, are all these white bison, or are just the white ones white bison?
Right.
Caucasian bison, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just tanner than others.
I do notice that they're segregated.
And then there's
like,
bison of color.
One half is the colored ones, and...
Well, look at the... Yeah, see all the baby bisons
are
out by themselves?
Oh.
They look so much cuter than their parents.
They look like little miniature cows.
Baby bison.
Why do these things look better groomed than everything? Those look like bison.
Because they groom themselves.
They're beefalo, I swear. These are beefalo. They're not real bison.
Why is a bison, son?
I feel like we're going backwards.
I don't know.
Nate, is your car... Like,
stuck on the hill?
Trying to go backwards?
Oh, look, the Big Daddy's on the other side.
Oh, is that why we're stopping?
Oh my, look at Big Daddy.
He prefers Big Papa, actually. Oh, hey, look, the Toyota has their windows down.
His pronouns are big and
they didn't say you couldn't do that here.
Yeah,
that's true.
I didn't see a sign, but I...
But the smell is awful, let me tell you.
We're keeping our windows up.
I don't trust bison. I trust bears more than bison.
I trust bears a lot more than bison.
Because bears, you can just yell at them and they'll go away. Bison, if you yell at them, they'll take it as a challenge.
I don't know if I trust the bison more or the wolves more, but I definitely, of those three animals, bears are the chillest. Bears are actually, like, pretty, just don't get between them and the babies.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, we're having fun and all. We have to go watch two movies. Oh, my dog is going to be so mad.
Wolves are fine as long as you see more than one of them.
Yeah, she's just going to piss on my bed. It's fine.
If there's one, that's when you know you're in trouble?
Yeah, because that's the distraction.
Oh.
So at least say when we see transients at work. Okay, there's one. Where's the rest?
They're pack animals.
No, they usually are solitary, but once one comes, it's like a magnet for the rest of them.
Only consensus. Hey, like do you want to, since we're all looky-looing, do you want to take a picture of Big,
it looks
big
like
Papa
a lion.
Bison?
Huh.
Big
wow.
Papa, Big Papa Beefalo.
The camera on this phone is something else. Look at that. I got my hand over it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see like all the detail. On my phone, it'd just be black.
Yeah, the iPhone, it's almost not worth buying any other camera. Except,
I have an iPhone.
Except
was,
the new iPhone.
It was tits.
Yeah, the GoPro now. Yeah,
those are the females. That is the male.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Is this your harem, buddy?
He's like,
it looks like a lion.
It does. It's kind of scary, actually.
Can you imagine if a bison made it with a lion?
We'll have pictures of all this stuff.
I believe they call that dinner.
By the way, everyone. He looks small on camera.
He does. He's gigantic.
We need
everyone.
A car to be by him for like context.
Yeah, he's the size of, I'd say, a Volkswagen bug.
He's literally bigger. Look at his freaking hooves,
well,
man.
He's bigger than that. Look, he's wagging his tail. He's happy.
In length, I'd say he's the size of a Mini Cooper. In weight, he probably weighs as much
like
as a Volkswagen.
Truck, yeah.
He's a Volkswagen bug weight for sure.
He's sitting down, so he's a little smaller than a bug.
Watch him. He'd be like quadruple the size if he stood up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, because you look at all of his counterparts, they don't look as big as him, even if he is sitting.
No,
his counterparts.
His head's like the size of their like whole neck and shoulders.
Well, I'm looking at these bison, and I thought this rock off to the side of the road was
oh,
a bison head.
Open.
Oh, good.
Couldn't have a good episode of Bear Attack without talking about it taking a dump. It's like family dinner at the Ocean's house. Oh, yeah, we were driving through Arizona, and we saw a bison taking a shit. It was great.
I once dated a girl in high school that every meal she had, she would talk about somebody pooping.
Ew.
She was disgusting.
Oh, never have dinner with my
parents.
Oh, she was a walking set of red flags.
Never have dinner with my parents.
Yikes.
There's no conversation about poop. It is not a good dinner conversation.
Gross.
Ah, well.
Terry doesn't like potty talk.
So, the last time I ate, I was listening to a podcast where someone had something like a horrendous injury happen to them. And I was like just trying to finish up my food as quick as I could because I knew it was getting worse. That was fun.
These guys. They're like, thank God we're in with the bison. They're not going to bother us over here.
I listened to a story today about this Royal Marine who got his legs and arm blown off.
Royal Marines are British.
Yes. That was pretty cool. I mean, it wasn't cool that that happened to him, but it
It's cool because he was British. He got his arm blown off.
It's cool that he lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, that's right. July is America month.
Yeah.
American
freaking
bison.
British.
No, it was like, it was just a really cool story. Like,
these bison were discovered in 1776.
I knew I was forgetting something.
You all suck at this game.
Oh, dude, he's on the other side of this rock pile. He is huge.
Who? The American bison?
Yeah, go this way and then look left.
You think the American bison are big? You should see the Texas bison.
Stop it.
Yeah, hold on.
I don't need to know your nickname for your appendage, sir.
Tex.
That's
look
you
left.
That you,
Where? I don't see it.
Oh, he's behind the sticks.
Oh, he's still behind
the
sticks.
Oh, there he is. Oh my god,
he's
huge.
He's a big one.
He is.
My name is Brutus.
It is pretty amazing how animals just like blend in with the earth.
He's,
like,
he's by himself, man. That's weird. He gets all the space to himself.
No one else. Or they're camouflaged.
All the cows are huddled.
He had to separate him from the females.
They're all huddled in the
tree. He was too virile.
Brutus, you're too horny. We need to separate you.
Have he
just walked into the enclosure and they all got pregnant.
Slow your goat down.
Have I told you guys
that's a donkey. Slow your ass down.
Oh. That makes more sense.
Oh my, look at this. What is happening in front of, is that a?
It's an antelope.
Are you petting it?
Sir, antelope, Mr. Antelope, you're on the wrong side of these tracks.
That buffalo is going to kick your butt, dude.
Nah.
Look at those antelopes. They look so cute.
What is the difference between a buffalo and a bison? Do we know?
No, they're the same.
They're the same. They're different words.
Like puma or cougar or mountain lion.
No,
or
cougar has a dual definition, but that's fine.
What's this one? Where's the side?
It should be called mountain lions, by the way.
Here it is.
No! Amy!
Bighorn
sheep.
Oh.
Hey!
Got
it! Scared me. We weren't open.
Suckers!
Oh, good. They put in fake concrete rocks for them.
That's very cool looking rock. It's very Disneyland.
Yeah.
Big.
Man.
Well, slide on in next to this.
Why do they
Chevy.
All have white butts? I need the science on that.
So that the predators can see them at least some of the time.
That's the non-juicy bit. Because
right, nature is scary, but nature is fair. Oh, look at the little goat. He climbed up on the rocks. He's adorable.
We're holding up traffic.
I was about to go, but then they decided to go too, so it'll work.
Did he, though? Is he going to let? He's going to let you go. Just go. They're enjoying watching the goats with no horns.
The little baby goat just jumped up on the rock.
Horn.
It's summer, and I think they shed their horns during the summer or something. Or maybe they're young and they don't have the horns.
They're just young.
Big bear. Should. Big bears are coming up.
Here's your bighorn, boys.
Mm.
He's in the feeder.
Oh, he's a ram.
He's stuck.
I can't get my horn. Oh, no. I was too horny.
All right. Windows up. Stay in vehicle. Move along if bears approach.
Have I told you guys my
these here's the big
bull
bears.
Joke?
Oh no, but I'd love to hear it.
About the bulls and the cows.
Oh boy.
Is this a Frank Patton joke?
No, actually. I don't know where I heard this joke, but it's kind of in his vein of humor, for sure.
Has to do with cows, so.
Yes. I want this Suburban Tahoe thing. I want it. I want all the dad going. See the cattle barking.
Wait, we need to go left? We need to go left.
Okay, so there's these three bulls on a ranch.
Okay.
There's the oldest one, who's also happens to be the biggest. There's the middle one, who's the strongest. And there's the youngest one, who's young, dumb, full of rum.
Is that a bear back there?
That is. It's a fuzzy bear back there.
Here's
a bear right here.
Is that a rock?
Or is that's a bear.
That's a bear. That's definitely a bear.
He's sleeping. Look, he's dreaming.
Isn't that fun that you have to ask that question? Is that a bear or is that a rock?
He blends in so well.
It's amazing. So, they hear that this new bull is coming to the ranch, and supposedly it's the biggest bull in all of, like, Texas or wherever they are. And the oldest bull says, I don't care how big he is, he's not getting any of my cows. And the bull in the middle says, that's right, I don't care how big he is, he's not getting any of my cows. And the youngest bull says, boy, that bull has another thing coming if he thinks he's getting any of my cows. And so then the bull comes in this, like, massive, like, 18-wheeler trailer and whatnot. They stick it up to the chute. And this bull is so big, it's, like, popping slats off the side of the cattle chute when it comes down into the ranch. And the oldest bull takes a look at him and says, you know what? He can have a quarter of my cows. And the bull in the middle says, I know when I'm beat, he can have about half of my cows. The youngest bull, he's putting down his horns, he's stamping his feet, he's huffing up a storm and everything. And the one in the middle goes, son, you do not want any part of this. You do not want to fight that bull. He will kill you. And he goes, oh, I ain't going to fight him. I just want him to know that I'm a bull.
Another bear.
Oh, bear.
He's barely in the enclosure.
Yeah, he looks like he's on the other side of the fence.
He is in timeout for sure.
Do we need to alert the Williams authorities? Call Miss Williams.
Miss Williams. You got a bear on the loose.
She's a police officer. She can take care of it.
Yeah. We got to call about a bear. We're police,
I feel like
not.
The big bears are actually smaller than the small bears were.
Huh?
I think the big bears are just kind of bunched up in little rolls.
They're hiding in the brush in the trees.
There's one that's
walking. They're like, I hate my job. I hate my job.
Oh, look, he's moving. He's down there.
Bull joke. That one always gets a mixed reaction.
We're not out of their enclosure yet.
Well, I'm a bull.
Some people, it's not even that they don't think it's funny. It's that they don't get it at all.
I don't get it. I don't think I was listening all the way.
Shame.
It's a long joke. I don't think we're going to repeat it.
This entire episode is going to be a long joke.
It's like me when I grow a beard out. I just want the bigger guys to know that I'm a dude.
Is that what it's for?
Yeah.
I think I look better with my goatee.
I think old dudes look better with beards, but also when you have long hair.
See, my family and every woman I've ever met disagrees.
Look at this big old chunk on the side of the road.
Wow.
He could carry me into battle.
Do you guys remember
Look at him making that noise.
Oh, he's talking shit.
Come over here. I dare you.
Do you guys remember Voitech?
Oh, Brother Bear.
His name was the Battle Bear from World War I or two or something.
No. That was a good story.
They said if a bear.
I think that I've told it on the podcast, but the Polish Army, I believe it was, had a Battle Bear.
That's awesome. I like the Battle Bear.
He's got like his Raven minions with him, and they're like, do my bidding, birds.
He carried ammo for the soldiers, and they gave him cigarettes and beer.
As all good bears desire.
We gotta get. Oh, he's panting. He's hot boy.
Hot boy.
Hot baby.
Hot boy summer.
Uncle Tito needs some martini.
Look at his mohawk, honey.
Oh, mohawk gang.
Oh, there's a little pile of food just sitting there for him. That's why he's
for
hanging
sure.
out.
Oh, look. You got two on the left, too.
He's just waiting till it's safe to eat it.
I wonder what happens during bear mating season. Do they have to, like, close the loop off? Like,
oh, no. They mate. This is nature on display, sir.
Good God.
I forget where it was, but someone said something recently about people have been having kids since before there was doors. I was like, fair enough. Glad we don't live in those times, but fair enough.
Right. This episode is going to be a nightmare to edit. Oh, good.
I mean, I would almost recommend don't even try.
I'm almost tempted not to.
Put it out raw.
Sorry for everything that was said.
Yeah.
Bro, we have the right of way.
Well, the Honda sort of messed everything up.
They did, because pilot drivers do be like that.
Hello, Brother Bears.
I could tell that they were not gonna be chill, though. I just felt it.
Oh, look, there's another one coming up to the side of the road. Oh, don't hit the bear. Oh, dear.
Oh, tap it. Tap it. See who wins. You're the bear.
Girl, he's just gonna stop.
I'm gonna put my money on the Honda.
I would not.
I don't know. It's a pretty solid-looking bear. Have you ever, like, looked at the way the bear's back feet, like how they walk with them?
Yeah, they don't, like, don't move.
Yeah, they don't roll them up. They sort of, like, push off and then, like, swing them forward again.
Yeah.
The front paws.
They're really not very athletic animals.
No, but they can run, like, 40 miles an hour.
They can run very quick when they put their mind.
They're as athletic as they need to be. Look at this. Okay, that's good. There's a tree for to show how big this bear is.
That's a big tree, though.
That's a big bear. Yeah.
Well, when people see the picture, just know that tree's
yellow.
So the bear's...
Oh, look, there's one sleeping in the den, too.
Oh, aww, sleepy bud.
Sleepy babies.
Bobs. The first bear I ever saw in the wild was at Pondo, and I didn't recognize that it was a bear because it was just standing at Elijah's house in his driveway. And so I just went walking up to it because I thought it was just like a lost dog, and I was like, you are a bear. Be gone from me, bear.
That's always a scary...
And they
scare bear.
When they are not well fed, those bears, they are not cute.
Is this it? Is this the whole drive through?
Mm-hmm.
I think you can go through the loop one more time here.
Do it again.
But they got a whole other walking through with animals and stuff that they added. That's new. This
yeah,
is all the
we'll go
part.
Do the walking thingy too.
Hello, bear.
He's got some dog food or something. That's gross.
Unless he threw up. Oh!
Yo, all these ravens.
Oh!
Like just
bear!
Rats with wings.
Hi! That is a blitz bear. Oh my god.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh god!
Everyone get ready to tool up. Oh gosh. I'm sitting right behind the airbags.
Pop! Boom!
What happens if that bear tries to mount us?
It says if a bear approaches,
just let her finish
drive.
Oh god!
Daddy, what's the white stuff?
What's that? Is that from something?
No.
Oh, I hate that.
It's just my child voice.
Oh, no. Sammy.
Sounds like a bad joke my dad would make.
That's
Stop
how
it.
That's how I catfish the predators on Zoom calls.
Oh my gosh.
You should have seen the eye roll Amy just did. Oh my.
I felt it.
It was like thunder
felt
right here.
The whole M4 kind of rock on its shocks a little bit.
Oh, these orange peels.
Yeah. Well, I think those are thrown out here for the bears, because bears will eat just about anything.
That's
hey,
true.
If look at the ravens, man. I think they'll eat whatever you throw at them.
Bears eat more berries than anything else. Bears are not predators, per se. They don't really hunt, and they kind of, they'll eat meat if they just find it.
They're omnivores.
Yes.
I feel like this place is a liability waiting to happen, though, like... Because if the bear jumps on your car and causes damage, then you can sue the place for having a wild bear.
No, there's a sign that says that's your own liability.
Hmm.
You're on your own. Once you drive through, you're taking your life into your own hands.
Oh, that's why I feel so alive.
This Ford is the most repaired. Look at that bull bar on this guy.
It is.
Yeah, he could take a bear home with him.
I know.
Just strapped to the front.
I'm not doing a very good job of staying in the lines.
There's lines.
There are.
Oh, shoot, there's lines.
There's a passing lane.
Oh, man, this would be a bad spot to break down. I've got to ask one of these people if anybody's, like, what they do when people break down in here, because it's had to have happened.
That's a
they tow them out?
Like, yeah, are you supposed to stay in your car and they bring in a tow truck and just, like, guard the guy? Or do you stay in your car and they shepherd all of the critters into pens?
Polar bear, do you know what the 3 is on this truck surrounded by stars?
They really like the third Punisher film?
I don't.
It's something to do with the Second Amendment, but I don't know what it is. I don't know how I know it has
something. Or is it about the Third
Amendment,
which I forget what
hold
it
on,
is.
Hold on, will you hold the phone?
It's, I don't think so. The Third Amendment's pretty boring because I don't remember what it is, so it can't be that great. What is the Third Amendment? I feel like I need to memorize the Constitution, because that is like America in a way.
Aren't the first 10 part of like the Bill of Rights or something?
Yeah, the
they
first 10
are
the Bill of Rights.
The 3 percenters, also styled 3 percenters, 3 percenters, and
the three Roman numerals, are an American and Canadian far-right and libertarian anti-government militia. The group advocates gun ownership rights and resistance to the U.S. federal government.
So they're just right of center?
So they're like the... They're the extreme side of my beliefs.
Anything? I don't know. Anytime I read on, like, the Wikipedia that's far right, I'm like, bad.
No soldiers shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without consent of the owner,
yes.
Nor in time of war, but in a manner to be
decided. Little do people know, the revolution wasn't all taxes without representation. A large part of it was a lot of colonists' daughters were getting raped by soldiers who were stationed in their houses. And they were kind of fed up with it.
True, but
we got the Third Amendment.
Does that amendment still apply, is the
mm-hmm.
question.
Yes.
Yeah.
It applies more than it ever has.
Apply.
Right, but what, like, have you ever heard of an instance where the Third Amendment's been, like, actually...
No, because we have the Third Amendment.
Right.
If a soldier walked into your house and told you you had to give them quarter, you could do something about it.
Because that was not as popular as the first
you
two, where
use the
it's
Second
like,
Amendment.
It's an issue.
That's correct. See how they all play together?
Maybe if
you
everyone,
could go talk about it however you wanted, then you could shoot.
I wonder
take
if,
care
like,
of them.
Samuel,
what?
If more people were like,
gosh, sorry, I'm trying to talk
fighters
to
in the army, then it'd be more of a thing for us to know about.
Like actual militia, I think like that would apply more to, maybe?
Yeah.
Hmm. That is a curious, like, proposition.
Well, because the British didn't want to pay for barracks for their soldiers, so they could just walk into a house and say, I live here now, and you have to take care of me.
Hmm.
And give me your daughters.
Have you guys ever watched Turn?
Mm-mm.
It's a TV show based on, like, very loosely based on true stories from the Revolution.
She's got stickers and stuff.
Look, there's a bear.
Mm-hmm. And there's, like,
there's a big boy.
Tell the car to roll up their window. It's coming. It's going straight for that nice lady with the tattooed arms.
Oh, they're already outside the...
She's on the other side of the electric cattle guard.
Also, she's got eyes on him. Nate, do you have eyes on him? Looked
on
like
the,
he was, looked like he was walking... The bear was walking right out.
Oh, yeah. I got him in my periphery.
Oh, we can get a bear zone.
That's
thing.
Good.
My peripherals.
We're hitting bear zone sticker thingies.
Yep. You get stickers.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
We'll give him a pass on this one.
No.
Euphoria.
Awesome, thank you.
And if you're going to park, there's pretty much just spots over to the right right now.
Awesome, thanks.
Don't go through the cones like that, or suggest
to hit them. Okay, sounds good. We should give them bear attack stickers.
We should have traded them.
We should have traded them. If I've been meaning to put some in the car just to see if I can, like, throw them up at Dutch Bros and stuff.
Oh, that's a good call.
I found out that our Spotify
here,
stickers
damn.
Can't be
yeah.
scanned on, like, a water bottle because of the curvature.
Well,
which is unfortunate.
The curvature of the bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, I had that problem with my big 40-ounce cup, the Beast.
The Beast.
It took a lot of persuasion to get it to lay flat.
But anyway, to alleviate the headache that's going to be my edit of this... I think I'm going to end it.
Yeah, we really got to put this one in a bow.
What are we loving?
I'm loving that we didn't get touched by a bear.
I thought she said that they're okay.
She did, over there by that gladiator.
Oh,
that was perfect.
I wasn't listening. I was
she said the right, not like that, the one that just went over the cone.
She was pretty. I honestly wasn't.
I was too busy.
Man, he's a girlfriend. He's getting distracted by people handing him stickers.
I was too busy looking at her face to listen to her words.
I am loving July.
July.
America month.
America!
And now he's really loving that push-up challenge he's doing.
I am. It's been fun. I'm sore.
And it's only day two.
AJ, what are you loving?
Me.
Now that I get to spend time with my husband on his days off.
Hey.
Oceans, what are you loving? That we're done with this podcast?
I'm loving that we didn't get mauled by bears. And that we this is a fun little thing. I'm glad this exists.
Yeah. Right, well, thanks for driving through a bear park with us and listening to our terrible commentary of what was happening. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bear attack!